again to present Babbo's own program, David Harum. David Harum is America. It's the story of every one of us. And our search for love, for happiness, and the good way of life. Ladies, here's a fancy, usual way to wash dishes. Before adding soap to your dishwater, simply sprinkle in a little Babbo, spelled B-A-B-O. Notice how much softer the water becomes. Notice, too, that you need to use less soap, less saving soap, and money. What's more, Babbo helps get your dishes and glassware cleaner. You love the way things seem to dry themselves, the way glassware and cans sparkle. In dishwashing, as you know, the big problem is grease. You see the grease in the sink and dishwater. It's grease through the holes dirt on bathtubs, sinks, and kitchen walls that makes pots and pans so hard to clean. Now, the reason Babbo can work such wonders in washing dishes and in all your household cleaning is simple. Babbo dissolves grease. This grease gone, dirt wipes gently off. It's fast, easy, thorough. You're through almost before you know it. So, today, get grease dissolving Babbo for dishwashing and all your household cleaning. That's Babbo, spelled B-A-B-O. It's mid-afternoon as you look in on the bedroom of Sister Whiting's suite at the England Springs Hotel, so Sister is recovering from what the doctor diagnosed as a nervous collapse. Just David and just Becky stares over from home to sit by the sick girl's bedside. Only a few moments ago, just concluded his visit, and now David is coming. Sister has just said...
But, Mr. Harum, I'm not... You ever heard of anything so silly as a nervous collapse? How can that old fogey doctor dare to say there was anything new to him over?
Yes, sir. He's right.
Right? You believe him?
Yes, sir. Listen, my dear. You don't have to be telling me, ma'am. And you just relax and tell me what it is that's been worrying.
But nothing's been worrying. You have said that over and over.
But listen. You're going to make me feel real bad if you can't trust time in and I'll try.
Listen, Mr. Jones. Dr. LeBeau is an old dad. He can't be any good if he insists on finding anything new to him because of my illness. I had a cell phone, so that's all. People with wedding people are always having complications for a while afterward, and last night I nearly had a stroke. I don't remember screaming and sobbing, all that nonsense that the homemade talked about. It just... So everything broke out all of a sudden, and that's all there was to it. And now Dr. LeBeau comes in here this morning and tries to make me tell him a fairy tale about some dark, mysterious thing that's on my mind. Oh, it's a fairy.
Well, I'm no doctor, Sissy, and I don't aim to try to talk with you. But I do know the subject thing in the mental illness. And not as close as so much to be concerned. Now, maybe you have a worry that the bone is a moment. That's possible, you know. Not doing some little story rolled down in the back of your mind that can... No, but you never would bring it out in the light and admit it to yourself.
No. No, there's been no such fear in my mind.
I don't want to urge you, of course, my dear. All I want is to see you win. To be sure nothing like the last night is ever going to happen again. So what can you tell me, why don't you assume the fact in the boat is? I don't know how long to hide to find out anything that's going to happen. Now, I don't think you can say you've got no worries at all. You wouldn't be a human being if you didn't have some suffering.
Well,
yes,
everybody has a
chance, okay? All right.
You're not here. Give me a phone, Lucy. How can I say it? They're all so slow. They don't know me. Mr. Helen, please stop this and don't worry about me.
I've got to worry about you because I like you. Because you're doing everything. I believe Dr. LeBeau knows what he's talking about here. He wouldn't have said that he did. He wouldn't say some mental conflict made you ill unless he was here. He said to me, he said something else I understand. He said you better confide in him. You better make an effort to get your worries straightened out or you'll have another spell like last night. And then you'll need the care of a psychiatrist. Well, I don't mean to alarm you, sister. I only aim to get to the listen up and talk. I wonder what. Now, I've always known you're under some kind of strain. That's no news to me.
Well, certainly I've been under strain. I haven't felt well or strong.
No, it seems to me like it's been more on your physical than me. You're in a happy day.
How could I be happy when I have headaches so often?
Well, that's all of it. Now, let me take a few guesses. Now, you were worried because your money's running out, and it'll be a while yet before you can go back to dancing for a living. But you've got to have you got the job of home for the summer, and you're going to come and live with Tyler. But is your financial condition growing any more?
No, it isn't. You've been mournful about that, Mr. Hill. Now I won't have to worry about money until I go back to New York and start dancing again.
You like the idea of running a sick boy that's the most thing wrong with. You don't want to throw your power in
it? Oh, yes, Mr. Hill, never for nothing. And I think that all you've done is you've been very kind.
Good. And that's one thing I'll eliminate. Now, I remember been worrying about you. I know how ambitious you are and how much you want to get back to your dancing career. Have you been scared that maybe you aren't getting there as fast as you should?
Well, I know. People can get over anything in time.
Well, I don't want to get too cocky, but I'd like to go both, too. This is too hard, sister. I will mix up in some kind of romance that's not turning out right. Oh, down in New York.
Heavens, no. And I'm not mixed up with this Vickers. I'm not in love with anybody.
Well, you're the only person that you're worried about. Any close friends of that, but maybe in a dorm or something like that.
This is horrible. He's right in his back, just right on my head. It's the whole move I'm holding on. I've been into the storm. It's only the real reason for my own. The point of a person. The point I said, Mr. Hill, I'm not the daughter of the woman who used to love so long ago. I'm just a girl Todd Thomas sent up to me, the girl with confidence, who got to get a job in her bank. Todd Thomas is 5 years and 20 years. He's leaving me to get even with you. He's got me very loose and that's no thing to me. I love you all. I've learned to love you all. And especially, I love this business with all my heart. But God, you let me out of it. I'm so excited when I'm leading a double life. Deceiving with fine people. I can't stand knowing that this has already started working in your bank. I'm glad life can make me do this against you. Oh, why would you say I'm telling you? Oh, look. Trust me, Mr. Hale. Look what I'm seeing with it. I said, all right. I can't. But I better make it something else to do. I've got to change the system to him. Now, let me see. What could I tell you? You see, I can think of something. I'll bet you that I'm good at it. Good at
it. Well, I don't know what you're doing in your mouth, sister. Seems like I'm just about exhausted now, just in what you're doing that might be upsetting.
What the hell am I... There is something that's troubled me sometimes. Not sometimes, lots of times. I hate to tell you. Sounds so silly to you.
No, it won't. Go ahead, my dear.
I have worried that I'm not getting well from my fast as well. As fast as I should. Or getting well completely, I mean. Sometimes I wrote a book about the life of Bob Kane. The famous European dancer. You know, he was the greatest in the world. And he would have felt that sitting out in the door. And I started that way, and he went back to dancing again, but something happened. Some permanent injury to his brain. He didn't have the muscular control he had before. He worked so dreadfully hard, and all he did was slip and slip, and finally he was a complete flop, and died in the early days. A broken leg. And if he told me something like that might happen to you.
Well, that's it.
Yes, that's it. That's it, Mr. Holmes.
No, he wouldn't have done that. Now we've got the bull by the horns of the danger. You don't need to tell me any more, Nettie. All I want you to tell me is the name of the doctor that treated you in New York.
Well, it was a private hospital, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of doctors worked on me. But the main one was a Dr. Kavanaugh. Dr. Joel Kavanaugh.
And what did he tell you when he dismissed the system?
Oh, he said I'd come along, something like that. He sort of patted me on the back.
So now you let me get the message. That's the Joel Cabin. Well, that's all I need to know. Dr. LeBeau here at the hotel. She said to me last night, find out what the stone in her mind is. If you can take the stone away, she'll be all right. Well, now, by golly, I'm going to take the stone away. And you can see it again. David stands up at that precious bed, on his face with a look of relief. Already he's making plans to get in touch with the New York doctor, never guessing that Fisher has deliberately led him off on the wrong track. Now, everyone who has suffered the drudgery of doing household things with hard water, please listen. You'd be especially interested in what Mrs. George R. Hill of Santa Grande, Arizona, says about Barrow. She writes, quote, I don't know what I'd do without Barrow out here in Arizona, where the water is so hard and alkaline. When I first arrived here, I just couldn't get any started to work this as well as I might, and the state always had a gray film. After listening to David Hunt one morning, I bought a kind of Barrow and used it instead of my family friendly. Well, presto, it did turn up the offending greasy film. And I didn't have to scrub so hard my arm fell off either. So now I took circle of Barrow every day and I keep things bright and clean, unquote. Thank you, Mrs. Hill. And then, whether you live in a hard water territory or not, for a faster, easier way to clean pots, pans, stoves, refrigerator, or bathroom fixtures, change to amazing grease dissolving Barrow. Here's the secret. Today's grease causes may be the set of your hard scrubbing. And Barrow was specifically created to dissolve grease. Once grease is gone, dirt and stains simply wipe away. It's fast, easy, harmless. So today, ask your grocer for Barrow in the famous green can with the big white letters that spell B-O-B-O, Barrow. David Hamm will be on the air at the same time tomorrow, 11:45 a.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. Old Bond speaking, and asking you to remember that David Hamm is brought to you by Barrow, the grease dissolving cleaner. Tune in tomorrow. And until then, keep kitchen and bathroom spotless, the fast, easy way with Barrow, B-O-B-O.
Ladies, here's that fast, easy, low-cost way to open Smuggler's drain pipe. Simply get Lycon, L-Y-C-O-N-S. It's in soap form, so it pours freely with less dust, no waste. Absolutely harmless for pipes and septic tanks. Just pour everything down the drain following directions on the label. You'll be amazed how quickly accumulated scrubbage is dissolved and flushed away. And use Lycons every week to keep drain pipes sanitary and free-flowing. Today, ask your grocer for Lycons, L-Y-C-O-N-S.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.